Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 765 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky gave an interview to the Washington Post, reports European Pravda. Zelensky once again urged the US Congress to approve additional funding for military aid for Ukraine as soon as possible, explaining that Ukraine's capabilities in the combat zone depend on it. The president stated that as long as Ukraine has no certainty, it can rely on constant support from the US. Quote, "We will stay where we are now in the East," unquote. He added that the armed forces of Ukraine are able to conduct limited offensive operations, but to push the Russians out, they need more weapons. Zelensky stressed that due to internal arguments in the Congress, half a year was lost already and Ukraine can't remain a political issue between the parties. He believes that those criticizing aid for Ukraine do not understand what the stakes in the full-scale war are, because if Ukraine falls, Putin will divide the world into friends and enemies of Russia. The president said that Ukraine urgently needs ATACMS missiles that can hit the airfields in the temporarily occupied Crimea that Russia uses to launch missiles on Ukraine. According to him, if Russia knows Kyiv can destroy these jets, they will not attack from Crimea. President Zelensky has stated that the US does not approve of Ukraine's drone strikes on oil refineries in Russia, but since Ukraine uses its own drones, no one can forbid it to strike Russian oil targets. Quote, "If there is no air defense to protect our energy system and Russians attack it, my question is, why can't we answer them? Their society has to learn to live without petrol, without diesel, without electricity. It's fair," unquote. The Washington Post noted that Zelensky feels he has no choice but to launch an attack on the Russian energy system in response, in the hope of creating a system of deterrence. Commenting on the situation in the combat zone, Zelensky talked about the shortage of ammunition, saying that Ukraine has only a quarter of its real needs. He added that Ukraine is trying to find some way not to retreat. The president believes that if the front line remains stable, Ukraine will be able to arm and train new brigades in the rear in order to conduct a new counteroffensive later, since if Ukraine does not go on the offensive, then Russia will. Volodymyr Zelensky published his 2023 income declaration, reports Suspilne. According to the document, last year his family made almost 12.5 million hryvnia, about $316,000. Including almost 7.5 million hryvnia or $188,000 in income from selling domestic bonds. Zelensky's family income in 2023 mainly consisted of salaries, bank interest and income from renting out property. The total amount was almost 5 million hryvnia, which is about $125,000. Their income was higher than in 2022 due to the resumption of rent payments. There were no significant changes in the president's assets, property, vehicles, etc. in 2023. Zelensky owns an apartment in Kyiv, along with a parking space garage, 25% of an apartment in Kyiv co-owned with the Shafir brothers, and 50% of an apartment co-owned with one of them, Serhiy Shafir. The brothers Boris and Serhiy Shafir worked as screenwriters and producers at Kvartal 95 Studio, the Ukrainian TV production company founded by Volodymyr Zelensky. Serhiy went on to become Zelensky's first assistant when he was elected president and survived an assassination attempt in 2021. Olena Zelenska, the first lady, owns an apartment in Crimea and a parking space. She also co-owns a non-residential space with Olena and Larissa Shafir and the apartment in Kyiv. The couple each owns several expensive watches. The Zelenskys also own a 2016 Land Rover and the 2014 Mercedes-Benz S500 4MATIC. Zelensky's annual salary as president of Ukraine was 336,000 hryvnia, which is about $8,600 in 2023. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky appointed former Secretary of the National Security and Defense Council Oleksiy Danilov as the ambassador to Moldova, reports BBC News Ukraine. According to the president, Danilov himself requested transfer to this line of work. Zelensky stressed that Moldova is an extremely important state for Ukraine given the security challenges and bilateral cooperation. Early on Friday, Zelensky dismissed Marko Shevchenko from the position of ambassador of Ukraine to Moldova. Shevchenko had held this position since the beginning of 2020. Danilov's appointment is the second example this year of transfer of an official from security and defense to diplomacy, as earlier Zelensky appointed former Commander-in-Chief General Valery Zaluzhny as the new ambassador to the UK. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.